The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is also known as Everything I've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Thank you so much for joining me here today on Sunday 95. I think we're going to have a great show. Today what we're going to do is interview or listen to an interview that I did with Tennille. Tennille is the woman who sings the melody in Ted Williams' song, A Survivor's Prayer. We also have a little bit of a soundbite of Ted Williams at a reception that he was a part of at the same, the same time I interviewed Tennille. And we're also going to, later on in the show, we're going to talk about how people can get oral cancer from a sexually transmitted disease. We're going to talk a little bit about a dentist in the UK who hid a patient in a closet to hide a secret affair. And we're also going to hear about a popular dentist in Baltimore. Actually, it was in a town near Baltimore called Glen Burnie, who was murdered by a former employee. At least the police believe that this woman is guilty, her and a family member, and that they were accused of stealing $14,000 from his practice. So we'll hear a little bit more about that later on in the show as well. And before we go on, let me go ahead and just remind folks that you can access podcasts of this show by going to iTunes and search either Dentally Speaking or Dr. Kvitko. Now, oddly enough, when you do that, it'll say no matches found, but if you just look at the lower right and scroll down just slightly, you'll see my picture. Just click on it and it comes up. I don't know why it does that, but it does. Also, you can access podcasts by going to dentallyspeaking.com, www.dentallyspeaking.com. If you would like to send an email, do so by sending it to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. And remember, you can follow me on Twitter by going to www.twitter.com/drkvitko. That's DRKVITKO. And then I guess lastly, you can also, if you're going to be out of town and you want to listen to the show live, you can listen to it at sunny95.com. It does stream live. And of course, now that I think about it, podcasts are available there as well. It's under the phrase Sunday morning shows. All right. Okay, so let's go ahead and we're going to start by listening in to the interview that I mentioned earlier that I did with Tennille, who sings the melody in Ted Williams' song, A Survivor's Prayer. Okay, so I am at Fujiyama, and we are about to have a concert given by Tennille. And Tennille is the girl that is singing in Ted Williams' new song called A Survivor's Prayer. So Tennille, tell me how that came about.
Ted had a vision for a song about his Second Chance Foundation, and I was honored to be a part of that. So I guess you could say donated my vocals to the project, and I've just been elated ever since. So I think it's going to do really well, and I'm very happy for him and that he's doing good.
Yeah. Sounds neat. Now, how can people access the song? Is it being played on the radio right now, or what?
There are actually three different versions on iTunes, and it has been playing on the radio nationwide, and as far as I know, and so they can definitely access it on iTunes.
Okay, but there's hope that maybe it will make it onto pop radio?
Yes, once the promotions get to kicking in.
which might launch your career, right?
Yes, I'm hoping that it would. That would be great. As you know, we're all working on projects together, and hoping we can all get a little bit out of this. But the main focus is that we all deserve a second chance. And you know, that's what we really truly believe in, is that, you know, we all have a story. We all come from somewhere. But for all of us to come together and contribute to music, which touches people, feelings, and heart, music has a different language, you know, which everyone worldwide can understand. So I'm really happy to be a part of that.
Right. You know what else they can understand? A smile. Everybody understands a smile.
Yes. Absolutely.
Do you know how they laugh, like in Chinese?
No. Maybe.
No. Actually, people of all walks of life laugh the same way. It's all ha 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 ha.
Ha 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 ha.
It's the natural sound that you make when you laugh. Just like a smile is natural.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. You learn something new every day.
So how much do you think your smile and your appearance is helping you in your career?
It helps a lot. The visual helps a lot. I mean, people, when they hear my music, I haven't got that full potential. I haven't reached that for the full band live sound. But when they actually listen to the lyrics, real music lovers can appreciate my music. But when they see me live, it's a whole different story, and I'm still trying to get a grips of that.
And so, and it helps that you're pretty, right?
Okay.
Wait, you don't think you are?
Okay.
Oh, she's just being modest. So, tell me about your own dental history. Did you have braces as a kid?
You know, I would hate to put my parents on the spot, but it wasn't until I was an adult to get a full, you know, examination of my teeth. And I still have 9 fillers.
You have nine fillings?
2 go.
Oh, left to do?
2 go, oh, yes.
Okay. And so, does that make you nervous or what?
It makes me very nervous. Because the hours of the dentist that I was going to was like 10 to 2, and I worked from 9 to 4, so I couldn't keep calling off. And I was like, can we take care of 2 or 3 in one day? And they're like, no, we're going to have you keep coming back, you know, to get that cover charge. But, yeah.
There's a dentist that works 10 to 2? Really? Wow.
Compromising hours.
I want to know how they do good. How do they get away with that?
I don't want to put them on blast. I'll be nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, and like when I worked on Ted, well, of course, I'm doing it special for Ted, but we started at 8:30 and went till 3 in the morning.
How do I get that one? Okay, give me a little time. Give me a little time. I know how it works.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
Now, you're dreading the 9 fillings that you need. What are you dreading the most?
What is to come about after this, and if I'm going to be prepared to handle what's going to come after this. You know, just with Ted, it opened some doors for me, but being with Al and Audra, they are go-getters, fast-goers, and everyone who is involved, you know, Brenda Spencer and Sharon Gordon, I finally met them, and we just started. And Ted Williams, the whole thing, it happened overnight, so kind of threw everything off, and people were trying to decide, you know, what's going on and what are we doing and how's he doing, and they're more concerned about him. But on the side of me, I'm still an independent artist, so I have to still keep pushing, you know. But they kind of dragged me along with them, and I got distracted. But the most important thing is that I would like to continue to venture out, travel internationally as well. And then with you, Doctor, when I get to that point, if I don't mind sleeping, we can take care of those 9 fillers, and then hopefully to like stop biting on my bottom lip.
Okay, so you, what you're saying is you want like really good appointment hours, like in the middle of the night, that don't disrupt your schedule?
Yeah, because I wear the football covers, you know? What are they called?
The mouth guard?
My protection.
Oh, okay. You don't have to be that famous to come to me, you know?
Okay.
You can just come regular.
Okay. That'll work.
Okay. Well, hey, good luck with your career. It's really nice to meet you. I'm looking forward to your show. And I'm playing your song, Ted's song, on my show on March 13th, so you might want to tune in. It's when we'll be playing it on the air.
Wonderful. Yes, I will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Take care now.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Everyone, hello, everyone. I just want to say, I'm Ted Williams, the man with the golden voice. I want to thank, first of all, and foremost, God for having me call him out. Thank you for God. Truly. Miracles do happen. God's still in the business of giving blessings and miracles. And I'm truly an example of a miracle. And a miracle with a smile.
Yes!
Thank you to that man right there, Dr. Kavitko. Let's give it up for a man who gave you $1 million smile. Thank you, Dr. Kavitko. What have I done without you?
Thank you for the challenges you send me along the way. Thank you for getting my attention when there is something that you want to say. Thank you for making me patient when things don't quite work out. Thank you for making me faithful when everyone else is in doubt.
Survivor's friend. Anything can happen.
Gotta keep on pushing.
and working your plan.
So for the spread, anything can happen.
Gotta keep on stepping. Pretty soon you will be there.
Thank you for making me humble when good things are said about me. Thank you for making me remorseful when my faults are clear to see. And thank you for giving me clarity when my issues are clouding my mind. Thank you for soothing the pain I feel from the things said to me unkind. Thank you for teaching me to forgive, for to forgive is to survive. The clouds will clear as we persevere and we carry our hope inside. Thank you for helping me recognize the difference between friend and foe. And thank you for giving me confidence to act on the things I know.
Survivor's prayer, hoping for tomorrow.
Hoping for tomorrow.
Survivor's prayer,
faith will end your sorrow.
Anything can happen.
Anything can happen.
If you really want it, you can get the help you need.
Anything can happen.
You know the right thing to do.
Anything can happen.
Claim your victory. Your dreams will soon come true.
Thank you for letting me realize that life is its own reward. And that the way we live is the way we give. Higher powers are keeping the score. I pray that I keep my health and strength, knowing He is our sole provider. Yes, a way to advance, a second chance, is the prayer of this survivor. Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am.
Anything can happen.
Thank you. Lord, truly, thank you.
Anything can happen.
All right, so that's Tennille and Ted Williams in A Survivor's Prayer. It is time for us to go to a break. Stay tuned. Remember, after the break, we're going to hear about a sexually transmitted disease leading to oral cancer, a TV dentist hiding a patient in a closet to hide an affair, and murder of a dentist in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko here on Sunny 95. Stay with me, and we'll be right back after the break.
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxed atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help. So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking? Well, you should. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Do you wear complete or partial dentures? Are you tired of having to take your teeth out at night? Or how about having to take them out at the doctor's office or in the hospital? Pretty embarrassing, isn't it? Heck, they've already taken away your clothes, and then they take away your teeth, too. Wouldn't it be nice to go back to having teeth that don't come out of your mouth? Well, you can. Here at Dr. Kvitko Metnis & Associates, we can place implants and cement fixed bridges on top to give you a smile that never comes out. You'll never look or feel toothless again. Think what that can do for your self-esteem. And you'll never have to worry about a metal clasp showing or your dentures falling out with a big sneeze. Interested? Give us a call at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko & Associates.
Estás escuchando Dental Speaking con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su estación favorita, Sandy 95.
Sarah, smile.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko here on Sunny 95. Thank you so much for joining me. All right, so let's talk about the sexually transmitted disease that causes oral cancer. This is a story from the BostonChannel.com, and it's from March 25th, 2011, and it says, many of us have had HPV, the human papillomavirus, and might not have even known it. While HPV, a sexually transmitted infection, is usually harmless, it is fast becoming a leading cause of oral cancer. If it's not caught early, it has a high mortality rate, but finding it early can be surprisingly simple. An oral exam at the dentist is the first line of defense. The dentist checks the tongue, throat, lips, and gum tissue all around the teeth. Checking for anything abnormal is as critical as having prostate-specific antigen tests, pap smears, and mammograms, according to Needham dentist Mark Major. Early detection is the key, said Major. This year, an estimated 40,000 Americans will get oral cancer, and roughly 8,000 will die. Researchers at Dana-Farber Cancer Institute have seen a surge in cases linked to HPV, already blamed for the majority of cervical cancer cases in women. Most people who have been exposed to HPV clear it through their systems. What you're seeing here is a fivefold increase in the numbers that we would expect, so that, to me, is an epidemic, said Dr. Marshall Posner of the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. Ted Gamble was diagnosed with oral cancer a little over a year ago. He found persistent blood when brushing his teeth, so he took a closer look by shining a flashlight into his mouth. I noticed kind of an ugly cyst sort of thing in the back there. I thought, oh no, what's this? This is more than I thought it was, said Gamble. Months of hardcore treatment and recovery followed. It was 7 weeks of radiation, 5 days a week, and 1 day a week of chemotherapy, said Gamble. Looking back, he wishes he'd acted sooner. Had I had a good oral exam, I think that when you are leaning back in that chair, they would have seen this, but I hadn't been to the dentist for a while, said Gamble. There are also many lesions that are invisible that we do not see, said Major. That means dentists can't do the job alone. If you feel lingering pain, numbness or swelling in your mouth, or if you see sores, lesions, lumps, or discolored patches, doctors say don't wait. Have your dentist check it out. After giving an oral exam to one patient, Major gave her a clean bill of health, but he'll do another exam at the patient's next checkup. Not all dentists perform oral exams, or they do not perform extensive checks, so people should talk to their dentist about it. At my office, we actually do Velscope. We do oral cancer exams on everyone, and Velscope is a device that allows us to look at the deeper cell layers closer to the cell membrane. It actually allows us to see things a lot sooner than we could with the naked eye. There's another form out there called Visalite, and that is also valuable. And so if your dentist isn't already doing it, you should ask them to do so. And so if they don't, then you can ask them. And if they still don't do it, maybe you can find an office that will do the screening. All right, just remember, Velscope is very valuable, and Visalite. We happen to have both. We seem to be leaning on Velscope more than ever before. All right, so let's see now. How are we doing on time? It looks like this next story, it's about, this is from the UK, and it says, TV dentist hides patient to keep affairs secret. A dentist who appeared in TV programs, including 10 Years Younger, has been accused of having sex with a patient and trapping her in a darkened room, according to the Daily Mail. Surinder Hundle, 44, a married father of one, apparently told the woman he had to hide his affair from his dental nurse, whom it was later revealed he was also having an affair with. The relationship with patient A, a teacher, began during a consultation, a fitness to practice hearing heard. The woman said Hundle seduced her by saying, "You're a very sexy lady, and I wonder what it would be like to kiss that mouth." Patient A claimed that after a number of sexual encounters at the clinic, she was invited back to Hundle's marital home, although by this point he was separated from his wife. On this occasion, she claims that after sex, she was forced to stay in a darkened bedroom for 5 hours, allegedly as the nurse was outside, whom she says he called psycho. When she tried to leave at 4 a.m., he apparently said, "I thought I told you to stay." She managed to leave at 6 a.m. So, well, there's an interesting story. So what I want to do, because I want to get to the story where the dentist in the Boston area was, Baltimore area was murdered, I think we should probably go ahead and go to a break now, and then when we come back, we can go ahead and cover that story. So, stay with me. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko here on Sunny 95, and we'll be right back after the break.
Canton City Chinese Restaurant is an established, family-owned and operated Chinese restaurant. You can come and sit down and enjoy the relaxed atmosphere of the Canton City, or if you're on the go or need lunch for your office or dinner for home, call us at 614-261-0262 to order takeout. We have a variety of Cantonese, Hunan, and Sichuan cuisine. You will love the price and be astonished how generous the portions are. Come visit us in our fantastic location at 4330 North High Street, located just south of Henderson in Clintonville. We are open 7 days a week. If you cannot pick from our extensive menu, we would suggest you start with our General Tso chicken. It is the best in the city. When you are craving Chinese food and have tried all the rest, come and order from the best, Canton City Chinese Restaurant in Clintonville. Call us at 614-261-0262 or stop by and see us at 4330 North High Street.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Are you an adult with teeth that are crooked? Maybe you had braces as a kid, but you didn't wear your retainer as often as you should have? Or maybe your parents weren't able to offer you braces as a child. Well, take heart. Now you can have straight teeth in 6 months. That's right. Using clear brackets and tooth-colored wires, we can straighten your teeth before it's even time for your next cleaning. So, if you have a high school reunion, a graduation party, or even a wedding in your future, why not let us straighten, then whiten your teeth? Interested? Call us to schedule a no-charge 6-month smiles consultation at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Again, thank you for joining me today. And as a reminder, our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. And so keep in mind, our phone number is 459-9769, 459-WSNY. All right, so we mentioned that there was a dentist murdered in the Baltimore area. And this story comes from the BaltimoreSun.com. And it says, Baltimore woman and her cousin will be tried together in the slaying of a Glen Burnie dentist. Police believe the dentist's former employee plotted with a family member. A Baltimore woman charged in the slaying of a popular Glen Burnie dentist will be tried with her 23-year-old cousin, Anne Arundel. Circuit Court judge ruled Friday, despite their attempts to sever the two cases. Circuit Court Judge Pamela L. North rejected a request by attorneys for Shante Hickman, 36, and Dante Jeter for separate trials. Police believe Hickman plotted with Jeter to kill Dr. Albert Woonho Roe in 2006. Hickman has worked for Roe as an office manager and was suspected by his family of stealing more than $14,000 from his practice. Both Hickman and Jeter were charged last year with first and second degree murder, second degree burglary, attempted robbery, and conspiracy to commit burglary. Assistant State's Attorney Ann Colt Lates told North during a 75-minute hearing in Annapolis, which the Sun listened to a recording of, that a witness saw a woman fitting Hickman's description use a key to open the front door to Roe Glenn's Burnie office, accompanied by three black males in their late teens after office hours on September 26, 2006. The witness told police that she saw Hickman look nervously out the window. When Roe failed to return home that night, his family called police. Roe's badly beaten body was found in his office that night by police, his face bludgeoned to the point that it was barely recognizable, police said. Superficial wounds on his body indicated to police that he might have been tortured before he was killed. Oh my goodness, that's awful. Roe's death was considered a cold case until last year, when a fingerprint found in Roe's office led police to Jeter, who already was in prison awaiting trial in a 2008 killing in Baltimore. Jeter was shown a picture of Hickman, whom he identified as a cousin by marriage, as well as a photo of her husband, His attorney said Jeter told police that they could get information about Roe's murder from the couple, according to Jeter's attorney, Harry Traynor. Police had long suspected Hickman, who initially told them she was in Baltimore the night of Roe's murder, although police say her cell phone records show that she was actually in Glen Burnie. Lates said Friday's hearing that Jeter willingly talked with police about the robbery of Roe's office, but asked for a lawyer when he realized police thought he was involved in the dentist's death. Traynor said that his client maintains that he wasn't with Hickman at the time of Roe's death. He said in court Friday that a substantial part of the case is tied to a theft scheme for which Hickman has been accused. By trying Jeter with Hickman, Traynor said there's a spillover prejudicial effect. Hickman is being held in lieu of $3 million bail. A trial date has not been set. Well, this really, you know, this really kind of sends shivers through my spine, and you just wonder, because over the years, you know, I've had several employees. You try to treat people well, but it seems like you don't even realize it, but at some point you might have upset somebody, and boy, you just hope that they don't resort to something like this. I also wonder, I don't know if the $14,000 was an embezzlement kind of over time, or if they were there trying to find money that the doctor might have had hidden in the office. Kind of sounds like the family suspected embezzlement, and this woman decided that she needed to get rid of the dentist, I guess. But very, very sad, and of course, it reminds me of my dental lab tech, Rich Odie, who passed away back in March, and I want to keep Rich in my memory in our prayers. Rich Odie, we miss you. Miss all the wonderful work that you did, and I know you're dearly missed by your friends and your family. So, well, let's just see here how we're doing on time. Okay, so actually, it looks like we do have a little more time than I thought. Looks like we have time for one more story here. And this is from the Business Journal. And it's about Delta Dental of North Carolina saying that it merges into seven state group. And it's from March 25th, 2011. Raleigh-based Delta Dental of North Carolina is partnering with six similar companies to consolidate costs, and since merging, the company has already grown 15%. The dental insurance provider will join a larger network, will help it cut down on administrative and other costs, and allow it to offer a wider array of products, said new CEO Curtis Ladig. Delta Dental of North Carolina covers 130,000 North Carolinians through 200 group contracts that include dentists' practices throughout the Piedmont Triad. The company employs nine in Raleigh and one representative in Charlotte. Ladig hopes to increase that number to 12 by the end of the summer. Delta Dental of North Carolina hired Ladig from the Delta Dental Kentucky office, where he worked as vice president and chief operating and financial officer. In affiliating, Delta Dental of North Carolina joined a holding company that includes Delta Dental companies in Indiana, Kentucky, Michigan, New Mexico, Ohio, and Tennessee. Collectively, this enterprise administered dental plans covering nearly 8 million members and posted $2.3 billion in revenue in 2010. The affiliation is part of a national Delta Dental brand that covers more than 54 million people, represented through 93,000 groups. Wow. That is amazing. How many billion? $2.3 billion Delta Dental takes in. No wonder they're so hard to get along with. Boy. And you realize that Delta Dental doesn't do any dentistry. They don't do fillings, root canals, and crowns and things. They just managed to figure out how to keep us from doing it, I guess, and or having to pay out of pocket. So anyway. Gee, this is almost worse news than the dentist being murdered. Of course, I'm just kidding, but anyway, no, I really, really feel bad for the doctor that was murdered, and you just wish those things wouldn't happen, and you just, you know, hope that people will maybe start behaving a little more than they have in the past, or at least they have of late. All right, so you're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko here on Sunny 95. Be sure to tune in next Sunday at 8 and every Sunday at 8, where we hope to have another interesting and informative show. Thanks so much for tuning in, and we will see you next week. Bye-bye.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.